KG Rose Philip is a midwife in charge of the maternity ward at Torret State Hospital. She says cases of teenage pregnancies are becoming all too common at the hospital. She says most teenage mothers develop complications during childbirth.
The obstructed labor, when it is not early diagnosed, it will result into fistula. Fistula, in most cases, it affects the young girls purposely because she's not fully developed in her body and she's carrying a pregnancy, and most of the time they have fear of coming to the hospital.
Mary Mania, an administrator and midwife at Torret State Hospital, says the hospital receives many young pregnant girls aged 17 and below.
In a year, like for example, the 2023, we receive almost 161 in total. From April and June, it was higher, this is 60. But the rest of the month, like from January up to March, they are less, they are 40. Then from November and December, they are only 30, they are few. But mostly in April and June. These are the pregnancies which occur during the holiday time.
Elder Amo is the parent of 15-year-old Ayo, whom we shall refer to by her first name only because of privacy. Ayo was diagnosed with an ectopic pregnancy, a condition which the fetus develops outside the uterus, typically in a fallopian tube. Amo urges parents to take care of their daughters at home to prevent teenage pregnancies.
The current life now are all because of phones. You will not know how they date and get pregnant as a mother, but you will be surprised she is pregnant. Mothers should keep their eyes on their girls, and if you are able to maintain your child, you maintain her in a good way. If you have a girl child in your family, don't abuse her. Even if she did a mistake, don't abuse her.
Jola Esther, a cook at the traffic police office in Torret, says she gave birth when she was 13 years. She says she regrets getting pregnant at such a young age and will now focus on her future.
I was a kid. I didn't know how to hold a baby or even to take care of her. I would sleep and forget the baby. The baby will cry, but I would not mind. All the burden was on my mother. She would be the one to wake me up so I can breastfeed the baby. She sleep with us in the room, so she can't take care of both of us. I could not take care of the child because I was also a child. With what I have seen in life, if I was to put effort to finish my school, it would be good.
If I had that quest.
Matthew Oduma Avoro is a chief at Torret B Court for marital issues. He says he receives many cases of young girls who become pregnant. Oduma says he was trained on the law of South Sudan regarding early and forced marriages. He says he can now handle such cases with a fair amount of wisdom.
Such cases used to come to us very, very many before we got training on the laws. These days, if a girl is brought to this B court who is pregnant and below 18 years, I take the report to the Ministry of Gender, Child and Social Welfare in the ministry, and from there, ministry will file a case because such a child may have complication during delivery.
Statistics on early pregnancy in Eastern Equatorial State are high largely because of poverty and cultural norms, which allows early and forced marriages in rural parts of the state. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa in Torret, Eastern Equatorial State.